In 1950, Alan Turing published one of his most influential papers, named Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in the journal Mind. In this groundbreaking work, he posed the instigative question, can machines suppose? Rather than trying to find allowing outright, Turing proposed a functional test, latterly called the Turing test, to estimate a machine's capability to parade intelligent jest. The test involved in reproduction game a mortal interrogator engages in compartment of discussion with both a mortal and a machine, without knowing which is which. However, the machine is said to have passed the test if the interrogator cannot reliably distinguish the machine from the mortal. This elegant idea shifted the focus from abstract gospel to observable jest, making it a practical standard for artificial intelligence, AI. Turing prognosticated that by the end of the 20th century, machines would be suitable to wisecrack a mortal 30 of the time during 5 nanosecond exchanges, a bold cast for his time. His ideas laid the abstract route for unborn exploration in natural language processing, machine literacy, and cognitive wisdom. Though no machine has definitively passed the Turing test in its strictest form, it remains a central reference point in debates about AI, knowledge, and mortal machine commerce. Critics have argued that passing the Turing test may not equate to true understanding or knowledge, but sympathizers view it as a meaningful corner. Anyhow, of philosophical dissensions, Turing's expression inspired generations of scientists and masterminds to explore how machines could attend mortal study and communication. The Turing test came further than a theoretical exercise. It came a symbol of the possibility that machines might one day suppose, learn, and communicate as humans do. Despite his brilliance and pivotal wartime benefactions, Alan Turing faced profound challenges in a particular life after World War II, challenges embedded in the social morals and laws of his time. Turing was openly homosexual with close musketeers, a bold and dangerous station in 1950s Britain, where homosexuality was still criminalized under British law. In 1952, Turing began a relationship with a youthful man named Arnold Murray. When a burglary at his home led to a police disquisition, Turing admitted the nature of their relationship. He was arrested and charged with gross indelicateness under Section 11 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act 1885, the same law used decades before against Oscar Wilde. Rather than deny the charges, Turing contended shamefaced. The court offered him a choice between imprisonment and chemical treatment to suppress his libido. Turing chose the ultimate, witnessing chemical castration through estrogen injections, which caused significant physical and emotional torture. This cruel discipline not only affected his health and well-being, but also stripped him of his security concurrence, effectively ending his work with the British government. Insulated and lowered, Turing faced public scrutiny, professional marginalization, and deep particular suffering. Yet indeed in this period, he continued his scientific work, exploring ideas of morphogenesis, the fine study of natural patterns and shapes. Turing's adaptability in the face of similar adversity speaks to both his inner strength and his grim curiosity. His persecution remains one of the most woeful exemplifications of how societal prejudice can destroy the life of a visionary mind. Decades latterly, Britain would come to lament how he was treated, but for Turing, the cause was unrecoverable. On June 7, 1954, Alan Turing was set up dead at the age of 41 in his home in Wilmslow, Cheshire. Beside his bed was a half-eaten apple, latterly believed to be laced with cyanide, and probe concluded that Turing had committed self-murder by cyanide poisoning, a ruling that has remained both accepted and batted ever ago. The imagery of the poisoned apple led some to believe it represented his despair. Maybe indeed inspired by the poison apple in Snow White, a story Turing was known to respect. Others, including his mama, suggested his death was an accident, a result of careless running of chemicals he used for his scientific trials. Turing had a home lab and was known for his unorthodox practices. Anyhow, the exact cause, his death marked a ruinous end to the life of one of the topmost minds of the 20th century. Turing failed alone, escaped by the very society he'd served so heroically during the war. His pioneering work in mathematics, computing, and cryptanalysis had gone uncelebrated by the public, kept classified for decades. In the times following his death, Turing's benefactions sluggishly came to light. He's now seen not only as a father of ultramodern computing, but also as a symbol of how injustice can silence brilliance. Turing's story has inspired lives, pictures, and flicks, most especially The Reproduction Game, 2014, which brought his heritage to a wider followership. In 2009, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown issued a public reason for the way Turing was treated, calling it shocking. In 2013, Queen Elizabeth II granted Turing a royal amnesty, eventually admitting the wrong done to him. Alan Turing's heritage lives on, in every computer, algorithm, and question we ask about machine intelligence. Alan Turing's impact didn't end with his early death. In fact, his heritage has only grown stronger with time. As the father of ultra-modern computer wisdom, Turing's theoretical foundations bolster much of moment's digital world. His 1936 paper, Introducing the Turing Machine, is still tutored in computer wisdom courses as a foundation of computational proposition. The Turing test, proposed in 1950, remains a central challenge in artificial intelligence. Experimenters, ethicists, and technologists still debate its counter-accusations as machines grow more advanced. Each time, the Turing Award, frequently called the Nobel Prize of Computing, is awarded by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, to recognize exceptional benefactions to the field, a befitting homage to his heritage. Turing's story has also become an important symbol of justice and the need for social progress. The public acknowledgement of his persecution helped spark exchanges about LGBTQ rights in the UK and beyond. In 2017, the British government passed the Alan Turing Law, which offered post-mortem absolutions to thousands of men condemned under outdated laws criminalizing homosexuality. Monuments and monuments have been erected in his honor, including statues in Manchester and London and the Alan Turing Building at the University of Manchester. In 2021, Turing came to face of the £50 Bank of England note, chosen not only for his scientific benefactions, but for the alleviation his life represents. From cryptography to artificial intelligence, Turing's fingerprints are set up on nearly every frontier of ultra-modern technology. But maybe his topmost heritage is the illustration he set of curiosity, courage, and conviction in the face of injustice. Turing helped shape the digital age and moment. The world honors not just his genius, but the full humanity of the man behind it. Alan Turing's pioneering vision continues to echo across the vast geography of ultra-modern computing and artificial intelligence, AI. Though he lived in a time before digital bias were commonplace, his theoretical roots set the stage for everything from smartphones to supercomputers. Turing's conception of a universal machine, a single machine that could pretend any other machine, is the substance of moment's general-purpose computers. Every laptop, phone, and garçon can trace its armature back to this revolutionary idea. In the field of artificial intelligence, Turing's heritage is inversely profound. His question, can machines suppose, catalyze decades of disquisition into machine literacy, robotics, and mortal computer commerce? The Turing test remains a guiding principle, not as a final thing, but as a lens through which experimenters assess machine cognition and communication. Contemporary AI systems, including natural language models, voice sidekicks, and generative tools, all operate within the realm Turing first imagined. While Moment's AI doesn't retain true knowledge or understanding, its capability to reuse and induce information glasses aspects of mortal logic, as Turing prognosticated. Turing's interdisciplinary approach, combining mathematics, sense, engineering, and gospel, is now imaged in the multidisciplinary nature of AI exploration Moment. He saw no boundary between abstract study and practical engineering, a mindset that has come central to the development of slice-edge technologies. His name is eternalized not only in the Turing Award, but in numerous institutions, exploration centers, and handbooks. In a digital world driven by algorithms, robotization, and artificial intelligence, Alan Turing remains a guiding star. His ideas help give birth to the veritable tools we use to learn, produce, and connect. As AI continues to evolve, the ethical, philosophical, and scientific questions Turing first raised remain as vital and critical as ever. Decades after his death, Alan Turing has come not only a scientific icon, but also artistic figure celebrated in classrooms, galleries, and media across the world. In the academic world, Turing is a foundation of computer wisdom education. His papers, especially on computable figures and computing machinery and intelligence, are needed reading in universities. Scholars study Turing machines to understand the theoretical limits of calculation and the foundations of algorithmic design. Numerous seminaries, institutes, and programs bear his name. The Alan Turing Institute, established in 2015 in the UK, stands as a public center for data wisdom and artificial intelligence, devoted to working real-world challenges through Turing's spirit of inquiry and invention. Beyond academia, Turing has been embraced by public culture. His story, long hidden by secretiveness and smirch, has been brought to life through lives, plays, and flicks. Andrew Hodge's accredited memoir, Alan Turing the Enigma, revealed the complexity and tragedy of Turing's life and inspired the Oscar-winning film The Reproduction Game, 2014, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. Monuments to Turing have appeared across the UK and beyond. A notorious statue in Manchester's Sackville Gardens shows Turing seated on a bench, holding an apple, a quiet homage to both his intellect and his pain. Hard, a shrine reads, "Father of computer science, mathematician, logician, wartime codebreaker, victim of prejudice." Turing's heritage also touches the world of LGBTQ activism. His life story highlights the major shafts faced by LGBTQ individualities, and his postmortem amnesty helped enkindle broader sweats for social reform. Alan Turing's genius, formerly suppressed and uncelebrated, now inspires education, equivalency, and invention. His story reminds the world that brilliance can flourish in the face of adversity, and that history still delayed can eventually pay homage to verity. Though Alan Turing was British, his heritage transcends public borders. Across the globe, scientists, preceptors, and institutions fade him as a colonist of the digital age and a universal symbol of genius, adaptability, and justice. Countries around the world celebrate Turing's achievements in both mathematics and computer wisdom. International conferences and councils, including the Turing Centenary Conference in 2012, have drawn experts from dozens of countries to recognize his vision and benefactions. His ideas remain abecedarian to global exploration in artificial intelligence, computational proposition, and cryptography. In the United States, Turing's heritage is tutored at universities like MIT, Stanford, and Carnegie Mellon, where computer wisdom programs frequently begin with Turing's principles. The Turing Award, presented annually by the Association for Computing Machinery, ACM, is grounded in the U.S. and represents the loftiest honor in computer wisdom, reflecting how deeply his heritage has shaped American technological development. Turing's life has inspired galleries and exhibits across Europe and beyond. The Science Museum in London, the National Museum of Computing at Bletchley Park, and transnational exhibitions in countries similar as Germany, Japan, and India have featured his machines, letters, and theoretical work. These displays frequently combine specialized achievement with the emotional story of a man misknew by his time. Indeed, in countries where LGBTQ rights remain queried, Turing's story has participated as a call for both scientific admiration and social mindfulness. He's decreasingly seen as a figure who represents the crossroad of technological advancement and mortal quality. Alan Turing's influence reaches far beyond his continuance and motherland. In every region that teaches computer wisdom or builds upon machine intelligence, his name lives on as a testament to what one brilliant mind can contribute to all of humanity. As artificial intelligence evolves, so too does the need for thoughtful reflection on its impact. Alan Turing, however, writing in Opera Digital World, laid the philosophical root for numerous of the questions we now face. His heritage is not only specialized but deeply ethical. In 1950, Turing asked, "Can machines suppose?" With this simple question, he launched a philosophical inquiry into machine intelligence, but also suggested a commodity deeper the need to define what it means to be mortal in an decreasingly mechanized world. The Turing test, meant to estimate machines' capability to parade mortal, such like intelligence, raises questions about deception, knowledge, and trust. However, should we treat it as intelligent, or are we simply being wisecracked? And if we're wisecracked, what ethical scores arise? If a machine can imitate a mortal so convincingly, ultramodern debates around AI ethics, algorithmic bias, sequestration, and autonomy frequently return to themes Turing touched upon. His approach, predicated in sense yet curious about emotion and identity, provides a model for moments technologists and ethicists seeking a balance between invention and responsibility. his own life marked by brilliance and persecution, also informs ethical debates about fairness, addition, and moral responsibility. Turing's fate reminds us of the troubles when societies fail to value the individualities who shape the future. As AI systems gain influence, from policing to healthcare, finance to warfare, Turing's heritage urges us to pair specialized progress with moral clarity. His vision compels us to ask not just what machines can do, but what they should do to I Am the World Turing helped produce. The most important questions remain mortal bones. Through his work and story, we're reminded that ethics must always accompany intelligence, artificial or else. Alan Turing's life is further than a chronicle of genius. It is a profound story of perseverance, pain, and eventually, stopgap. Though his achievements converted wisdom and history, it's this particular trip that continues to reverberate with people seeking courage in the face of adversity. Turing was a man ahead of his time, frequently misknew and insulated by a society that stressed difference. From his foremost academy days, he plotted to fit in, choosing solitariness and study over conformity. Yet within that solitariness bloomed one of the topmost minds of the 20th century. He in no way let sport extinguish his curiosity or silence his studies. His quiet abidance through the harrowing secretiveness of wartime service at Bletchley Park, where he carried the burden of public security, demonstrated an extraordinary inner strength. Turing worked lifelessly under pressure, motivated not by recognition, but by purpose. Maybe most important is his response to the injustice he faced latterly in life. Though subordinated to chemical castration and public disgrace, Turing no way expressed abomination. He continued to work, to suppose, and to produce, indeed when the world had turned its reverse on him. His woeful death was at the end, but the morning of a long-overdue trip toward understanding and honor. Moment. Turing's life inspires those who feel different, unseen, or unheard. He stands as a symbol that brilliance does end bear blessing, and that one person, no matter how bedeviled, can change the world. From computer scientists to LGBTQ youth, from chroniclers to mortal rights lawyers, Turing's name evokes courage. His adaptability in the face of atrocity and his imperturbable fidelity to verity remind us all the future can be lustrously, indeed when the present feels incredibly dark. Alan Turing's heritage is ain't just what he erected as the light he left before. Alan Turing's life, though tragically brief, continues to echo across generations. Not only the machines we use or the algorithms that shape our world, but in the veritably ideals of verity, perseverance, and humanity he embodied. He was an apolitician, a general, or a famed leader. He was a thinker, a quiet revolutionary whose ideas changed the fabric of the ultramodern world. Turing laid the foundations of computer wisdom, cracked cannons that docked a world war, and dared to ask questions no bone. Differently had allowed, to ask a machine suppose? What defines intelligence? What does it mean to be mortal? Yet his topmost donation may be this he proved, that being different is an a weakness, but frequently the source of true genius. In a world that misknew him, Turing stayed true to himself. His turn down to conform, whether in wisdom, war, or particular identity, bring him dearly, but also forge a heritage of astonishing depth. Moment. We live in a world he pictured of. His theoretical machines power our bias. His vision of artificial intelligence shapes he rafters technology. And his life, formerly hidden in shame, now shines as a lamp for those who seek justice, acceptance, and meaning. Turing reminds us that ideas of power, indeed when the world is ain't ready for them. He teaches us that one mind, driven by curiosity and courage, can alter history. And he challenges us to make a future not just of technological progress, but compassion and respect for every mortal life. Alan Turing's story ends not in 1954, but in every invention, every act of defiance against injustice, and every youthful mind that dares to dream beyond boundaries. He lives on beyond time, beyond machines, beyond silence.